Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org. This episode is titled, Transition is a Constant Reality Experienced in the Now of the Past in Relationship to the Near Future and the Distant Eternal Adventure. Here is Gabriel of Urantia.
The word transition is listed 142 times in the Urantia book. Neon mentioned some. I'm going to mention them again, just very briefly. Transition zones, transition worlds, transition rest from one stage of being to another, transition sleep, which is the slumber which graduates a creature of space into the realm of the eternal. Maranchan transition, Maranchan progressors, from the mansion worlds on up through the spheres of the system, constellation, and the universe, mortals are classed as Maranchan progressors. They are transversing the transition spheres of mortal ascension. There are the transition phases of universe energies. There's a transition from vegetable to animal life. And then again, the transition ministers, as their name might suggest, are seraphim of transitional ministry service, wherever they can contribute to creature transition from the material to the spiritual state. So I guess by now you're tired of hearing the word transition. On the subject of that word, Joseph Addison said, there was not any present moment that is unconnected with some future one. The life of every man is a continued chain of incidents, each link of which hangs upon the former. The transition from cause to effect, from event to event, is often carried on by secret steps, which our foresight cannot divine, and our sagacity is unable to trace. Evil may at some future period bring forth good, and good may bring forth evil, both equally unexpected. Evolution is transition. Thus we have transition from organisms and transition rock layers in biology. The Urantia book mentions the climatic transition stage, the seed plant period. Sounds pretty harmless. The age of biologic tribulation. And nobody wants to go through those dark nights of the soul, those periods in our life of the soul's climatic tribulations. As in nature, so in seemingly sometimes the growth of the soul. We are definitely connected. Somewhere along the line of soul growth, either 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, or 10,000 years from now, dwelling on lower worlds of time and space, they will continually have to try to make that shift from the third to the fourth dimension, or they will continually to live in worlds like Urantia. A lot of us get mad when we don't have our Cheerios. Our constant cornflakes. And all those things that we got when we were children, they weren't good for us anyway. But we still get mad coming into the fourth dimension if we don't have them. As a matter of fact, we think life's treating us cruelly. wow, we Americans, sick. We're sick. I mean, we're not just sick spiritually, but we are, that creates in us the physical sicknesses because we're not doing too much right to begin with in many, many ways. But that's a big subject. We're not just trying to touch on these things and like I'm throwing daggers out there at some of you I know. But that's my job. It's not the job of many pastors on this planet, or they'd be doing the same thing. Their job is to try to keep their people in the churches so they can get the 10% tithes so that they can build their crystal cathedrals. See, I told God a long time ago, I asked the Father. The Father very clearly spoke to me and said, your job is not to build the crystal cathedrals. And when it comes, it'll come in my time, in my way. Your job is to feed my sheep. Now, sometimes the food that you feed the sheep might not be too tasty, but it keeps you alive and alive spiritually. And again, we're living in a fallen world where all of you have been raised in fallen principles. No one escapes it. That's why our planet is falling apart. That's why our world is about to explode. Big subject, but I try and touch on them. I throw it out there and leave it up to you guys to try and put it together. And each of you will put it together at your own level of consciousness. But rapid divine acceleration can only take place when all members of society and the world are involved in correct free will choices. Pertaining to 100,001 situations, which is basically God's will for you and all involved. We're not living on that kind of a planet. When individuals are not experiencing continued moderate changes and then great changes in their life, they become too fixed or set in their ways for true ascension to happen to them, to their immediate family, to their extended family, to their nation, to their world. The problems are immense. Spiritual solution, the word that Over Control gave me, spiritual illusion, is the solution. However, it's very, very difficult. So difficult that I'm very seldom understood. I'm often, very often misinterpreted, misunderstood, and I'm not saying that because I'm, you know, crying out. You know, I'm saying that the nature of truth, unless everyone's truly looking for it in the highest way, is that the messenger will be crucified. That's what happened to Jesus. That's what happened to many prophets throughout the history of this planet. That's what happens. And that's why some of you don't really want to share any higher truth to anyone else, because you're afraid you won't be liked. That's why a lot of you want to compromise with others. Shine each other on is a good word to use. And we all do it at some level. We all do it at some level. Because everybody wants to be liked, understood, loved. And that's one of the problems with this planet. Life on this fallen world is a series of sometimes very trying and often very painful transitions. Yes, there are more joyous times, But I don't want to be like the fundamentalist Pentecostal on a Sunday morning, the many churches I went to. That joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Boom, down in my heart. Oh, give me joy, 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 joy. Because that's not life. I walked away from being a minister, ordained minister of that. And I woke up to the realization of the truth in the Catholic Church, that's in forgotten with nominal Catholics, of the stations of the cross. And I realized that the true Catholic view had a much more common sense view of reality, the way of the cross. I'm not going to get all into that, but there's a truth to it. Transition. With transition comes uncertainty. Fragmentation. Doubt. And often just plain fear of the unknown. Because the nature of human beings, not necessarily the highest nature, but the nature, is that we have to be in control. Remember that term that is used on this planet, control freak? Everybody thinks that's the other person, right? I mean, you think, when I said that, you think, that you had somebody in mind, right? Didn't you? I mean, that's, I know. But no, it's you. But nah. You still think that other person more, right? Okay. And continuing Fifth Epoch of Revelation, transition is taught in many papers as a law of particle physics. All particle physics in the quantum world is in transition. It's growing from one state, lower state, to a higher state. As it is in the master universe, nebulae are becoming galaxies. And the outer layers of the grand universe, 350 million new galaxies in transition. In divine administration, we destiny reservists are becoming future world leaders. Of what? Are one of you guys going to go out and start a new religion? Are one of you guys going to go out and become president of the United States? Those systems, those things, got to go. New paradigms, as Neon was talking about, are needed here. You guys, we are building the kingdom of God on earth. Now, if you don't know that, boing. The kingdom of God on our earth, it's all different. We're not about becoming rock stars and musicians, you guys. Listen to my song that I wrote in the 70s, which I recorded, took me 30 years to record, I don't know. Mr. Image Man. I advise all the musicians in this room to listen to that song over and over again. We should live in a world of non-ugly competition. We should live in a world of reduced egos. Greatly reduced. There's only one star, and that's Jesus. That's the Lord Master who walked this earth. and was crucified because he told you, tried to tell everyone, at their level of consciousness, the very message that I'm trying to tell you today. If it would have been understood, our world would not be going through what it's going through right now. The third dimension tries to label all of you as doctors, lawyers, musicians, computer operators, architects, builders, master this, master that, PhD here, this there. All it does is to confuse you, to make you want to be something other than an ascending son or daughter of God, beautiful in the virtues of God. And all those things you can do, but it's not what you are. Why can't we transition through all these fields and more and just be servers of each other? Servers of humanity. You know, when you're a little kid, what are you going to be when you grow up? I mean, we get stuck saying those things to little kids, you know? Well, how the heck do they know what they're going to be when they grow up? And why should they even think about it? Because life brings us all kinds of challenges using talents that we have at the time and in all kinds of ways. How many times do we become specialized in any one thing, any time? And if we are, most of the time in the third dimension, we're very, very unhappy and disgusted being boxed into those third dimensional boxes. So here in the fourth dimension, we're trying to have everyone, as much as possible, do various kinds of things as often as possible. A fourth dimensional understanding of reality in transition is what we do is not who we are. That's a good place to start. I wrote that in a song. The Light Has Come Into the World, I think, is the song that I wrote that in. Because again, a whole educational system, since we're this high, whatever. What are you going to be when you grow up? What do you do? Then we have the attitudes, well, I'm an architect and I can make $600,000 a year. Well, I'm just a carpenter. I don't make that much. On and on and on. Remember, Jesus was a carpenter. Well, a lot of the rich people would look at Jesus and say, you don't even belong in my front door. Maybe I'll hire you and give you a good salary, but that's about all you're going to get close to my family. That attitude is prevalent in Western civilization. That's one of the problems. That's why the Arabs can't stand us. That's why most of the world can't stand Americans. Because they're rich and ugly and prestigious and all the ugly things that make humanity very ugly. And we still have some of that in us. I'm a rock musician. I'm a star. You take one look at many of those musicians and actors, and all you see is one big arrogance, no matter how humble they try to act. It's part of the reasons for the suffering of our world. And I don't buy their activism. It's not true activism. It's not spiritual illusion. And you might say, well, okay, give them a break. You know, they're just stepping out. They should have stepped out 20, 15 years ago. I'm sorry. If they were truly stepping out, they would denounce that whole Hollywood trip. the film industry that produces. You go to a movie and you take your kids to see Lord of the Rings, then for you sit 10 minutes in R and PG-13 rated previews that your little kids are watching, and they inflict it upon you. Then we try and call them up, and they make justifications for it. And, oh, we didn't know we had that. And then recently we just went to Harkins, and now they got two things on that they never had before about, you know, we're not going to let kids in with R-rated movies and PG-13 movies. We're going to check them and card them and everything. And then they go ahead and show the previews of those films. What's the difference? Your child watching 5 seconds of that can ruin them for the next 5 years. If they don't have strong parents to say, this is wrong, this is why this is wrong, and then you got to correct it quickly. What's this have to do with transition? Because every American has to begin to speak up, that's why. They got to begin to create this transition on a massive scale. They got to be infuriated. When your relatives come, let them know that much. They can identify with that. You don't have to let them know with the secrets of the grand universe. Let them know about the dumb, stupid movies they're making and the previews. That they can identify with. I'd like to close with this. Keep in mind that the term transition minister is not just for the seraphim. You need to keep in mind that you, each and every one of you, are transition ministers to someone else that you may meet. As a matter of fact, it's not coincidence that you're meeting people out there. What do you think the angels and the midwives do behind the scenes? You think life is chance? I never thought life was a flip of the coin. They're setting up those circumstances for you to be told something or for someone to tell you something. And if you're the higher spiritual one in most area of responsibility before God, than for you to tell someone else something higher. So believe me, when I learned that principle years ago, I was always just kind of watching who was going to come into my sphere of influence. And I, politely as possible, had to learn to say what needed to be said to that person, for that was my responsibility before God. Sometimes I blew it. You know, I mean, I really blew it. I said, you know, I was a Christian fundamentalist. I said, are you born again? I mean, that's dumb. You have to be a lot more tactful in that. You know, a lot more humble in that. But you have to start somewhere. I don't know what that is, you know. Some of the challenges of the people you may run into that they may want you to run into, they're going to give you every opportunity to experience what I'm just saying with somebody. And you say, well, no, not me. Well, you better go live in a cave somewhere in the Himalayas. And even then, you're probably going to be invaded upon. Because it's the job, again, of midway and angelic beings to procreate the kingdom of God on earth by the sharing of the principles of God through those individuals like yourselves that have God in them at some level. So, transition ministers, keep this in mind in your daily life and look upon the next situation, circumstance, trial in life, everything that I said today, take to your most heart of hearts and meet the challenge, because that is life on this planet. And until we can have the first stage of light and life come And we can have divine administration on a planetary level. We're going to be keep continually presented with problems, not only on an individual basis that we have to deal with, on a one-on-one basis of soul growth, but on massive scales that it seems to be out of control as far as we're concerned. We are concerned. But that is, again, life. And Palladin said that a time will come during the beginning, mid of the tribulation, when everything else will seemingly be falling apart around us, but we gradually will be going forward. I don't want you to think, well, I'm safe and secure in this, you know, in a selfish way. But the responsibility that all of you have is what I'm trying to put upon you.
Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org.